Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 28, Becoming Like Him in His Thankfulness. Going up the mountainous terrain of a hill station is not a joyful journey for me. I don't enjoy the uncomfortable ride with the hairpin bends and turns. Most times I feel terribly nauseous and wish there was a direct flight right up to the mountaintop. But when I reach the top, the arduous journey feels worth the struggle and I feel elated. The chilly weather and the refreshing beauty of nature makes me forget my hard journey. So I'm able to endure the dreadful journey upwards because I picture the intended destination in my mind. I think our journey with Christ in this world is relatively similar. If we do not include the destination as our end goal or fail to comprehend God's purposes in permitting us through these bends and turns of life, we can easily become grumblers. The family of the Godhead, who created us in His image, modeled this attribute of thankfulness or gratitude for us. When Jesus was on earth, He constantly exhibited a life of thanksgiving to His Father throughout His time on earth. Luke chapter 10, verse 21. For the King of the heavens to live in bodily human form, there were several possible limitations He was bound to. To top it all, He had to go through all kinds of allegations from the religious leaders who failed to discern the Messiah. The journey to the cross was a difficult one, but we do not see a grumbling Jesus or a self-pitying Jesus. He did not want His disciples and loved ones to cry for Him. He displayed gratitude through the journey despite His sufferings. In such situations, to have a heart of gratitude and to constantly thank His Father was wholly possible because of Jesus' vision of His mission on earth. If His vision was limited to His own comfort and joy, then He supremely suffered every reason to grumble and give up. But since He was focused on His fundamental mission to go resolutely to the cross and redeem humankind, He was so grateful with every step towards His worthy goal. The book of Acts records that when the beloved apostles were flogged, they left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 5 and verse 41. The same disciples who literally ran when persecution approached their way are grateful and rejoicing for what they are enduring. This is merely possible by the power of His Spirit and by the vision of eternity that they carried. Our vision affects our gratitude. If our vision for happiness and joy is based on the abundance and the number of things we possess, our gratitude is limited to the good things. The Bible reminds us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." How can this be possible, or is this possible at all? I sincerely believe it is possible when we steadfastly keep God's plan and His end purpose as our goal. What is your vision and goal today? Are they making you grateful or are they causing you to grumble? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, give me today a heart of gratitude that will display you in my suffering. Help me by the power of your Spirit that I may not grumble or be ungrateful. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Today's devotion was read by my wife, Sibby Matthew. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions have now been compiled as a book and is available for a small donation towards Urban India Ministries. Please visit our website urbanindia.org to get your copy as well as other resources. God bless.